this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition of six nations, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, are calling for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo. They are condemning Russia for interfering with attempts to bring humanitarian aid to civilians trapped in the city. The military coalition fighting to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul made an unusual strike Wednesday on militants holed up in a hospital building. The coalition says the building had been taken over by militants who were firing guns and rockets at Iraqi forces. It is unclear how many casualties resulted from the carefully targeted strike. A Pakistani plane crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday, killing all 48 people on board. The Pakistan International Airlines plane went down and burst into flames in an isolated mountainous area near the town of Havelian. 42 passengers, five crew members, and a ground engineer were on board. The airline's chairman said the pilot had informed the control tower that one of the plane's engines had stopped functioning. He said an investigation has been launched. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a two-week state of emergency after an earthquake hit Aceh province. The quake on the northern tip of Sumatra Island killed at least 97 people. What was billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor took place in Hawaii. The observance came 75 years to the day after the surprise attack that took the lives of 2,400 people and brought the United States into World War II. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security. The agency is tasked with combating terrorism. It will also be in charge of executing Trump's plan to crack down on illegal immigration. Trump says former critic Mitt Romney is still being considered for Secretary of State, reinforcing reports that Romney remains the leading contender for the position. Trump said he will likely announce his choice to be the nation's top diplomat next week. Time magazine named President-elect Trump as its annual Person of the Year on Wednesday, citing, for better or worse, the influence he held through 2016. Brian Walsh is Time's foreign editor.
The fact that he was able to win the presidential election despite all the odds, really, I mean, despite the fact that every expert thought he was going to lose, didn't even think he would get the nomination, I think that means a lot and certainly puts him in a position where he doesn't owe anything to anyone, which gives him a lot of influence, more than the average president.
Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next U.S. ambassador to China, and the Associated Press says a source close to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt says he will be nominated to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Arab Gulf countries wrapped up a two-day summit in Bahrain's capital Wednesday. Edward Uranian reports.
King Hamad of Bahrain sounded a cheerful note in his final remarks to the 37th annual summit in Manama of the Gulf Cooperation Council. The king thanked his fellow Gulf leaders for attending, along with British Prime Minister Theresa May for her presence. Prime Minister May vowed to strengthen defense cooperation with the Gulf states, noting that Britain would help them defend against what she called Iran's aggressive regional actions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The British Parliament voted Wednesday to support Prime Minister Theresa May's March 31st deadline to begin the nation's formal exit from the European Union. The government agreed to reveal some details about its negotiations on Brexit. Ms. May had been reluctant to reveal much, believing that doing so would weaken Britain's hand in the talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a meeting in France with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. The proposed December meeting in Paris was aimed at restarting long-stalled Middle East peace efforts. Mr. Netanyahu expressed willingness to meet privately with Abbas, but not at international conferences such as the French-sponsored summit. Vote counting has begun in the West African nation of Ghana. That follows an election to choose the country's next president and next parliament. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.